Hey, everybody. Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com, and the Director of Programming at the Epiphany Center for the Arts. How's everyone doing? A little later in the day than usual. And again, I'm going to preface this whole thing. I'm running the board. I'm calling the Skype callers. So everything that screws up technically is my fault. So I always have to preface that. But hopefully everyone is doing great. Thanks for tuning in. It's a little bit later than normal. And I appreciate everyone being here. Of course, beautiful day. It's a beautiful day out again today. And I wanted to mention a little bit about some upcoming events before we bring on a Brazilian vocalist who we've been connecting together on Facebook a little bit. She's got a great recording out. She's got a couple of great recordings out. She's also been up for Brazilian Music Awards. She's won a couple. So it's a pleasure. We're going to be talking to Guai, and she's going to be on. And very shortly, I'm going to call her on Skype. So this is going to be a test because I have not tested calling somebody on Skype. Usually I have them in the bullpen here and then I bring them on. So we're going to do a little test. But first, wanted to mention, again, I am the Director of Programming at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, epiphanyshy.com. Be sure to sign up for our email list over there. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, all the different places that you can find us. Really been a pleasure. It is a church, a former Episcopal church that's opening up in the summer of 2020, and three different venues. We're going to be programming live music, all different genres. Anybody have any interest in performing there or know anybody that we should be connecting with, hit us up, let us know what's happening. Again, hit us up on the Facebook thing, leave us a comment, or, you know, shoot us an email. That's always good too. You know, the comments on social media, but shoot us an email too. My dog's trying to join the party here, and we don't want him in here. Facebook Live, you can't beat it. Okay, I digress. Again, a couple of live events happened last night. It was really fun, man. I was checking out Jeannie Tanner and Abigail Rickards doing their live Desperate Measures performance on their Facebook Live stream. And then we had Stacey McMichael on yesterday talking a little bit about that. Great stream, man. Highly entertaining, as I suspected they would be. Both of them have great personalities, sound dynamite. There's also a few other live performances happening on Facebook. I saw a couple just as I was coming on air. So tomorrow I'm going to mention that and be sure to promote those. But there is one specifically tomorrow night. So the entire season, at the Logan Center for the Performing Arts at the University of Chicago obviously has been canceled, which canceled out the show in April and the show in May. And they're doing something interesting. Tomorrow night, they're going to have Melissa Aldana, who was supposed to be performing at the University of Chicago Presents at the Logan Center. They're going to be doing a live Facebook Q&A at 7 p.m. on the Chicago Presents Live Facebook page. So tune into that. That's going to be interesting. She's also going to have some special guests as well, along with the great vibist from Chicago, Joel Ross. So Joel will be on there. They're going to be taking questions, answering questions. I'm sure it's going to be pretty cool. So, I mean, if you have a chance, chime in on that. And at least they're trying to virtually do something because, you know, they had these great performances scheduled for April and May, and now everything's on hold. Another performance series that's been put on hold, a couple actually, it's a big shame, because the University of Illinois Chicago, UIC's jazz performance series that they were doing in conjunction, presented by Jamie Abersol, the great Jamie Abersol and his summer jazz camp, that's been put on hold for the rest of the year as well. They had a couple of great performances coming up. And of course, the Chicago Symphony has postponed a couple of their upcoming performances as well. So all of that ties in. We've got Guai's calling in. I'm going to bring her up. Let's see if I can do this and bring her in. She's calling from Brazil. And again, all of the technical stuff that I'm doing right now, usually I do ahead of time, but it's not working. So we're going to hang on 1 second. Let me see if I can bring Guai up. Again, the main thing is, let's see, we're going to quit that. Okay. The main thing is that it's very important for everyone to be able to support all of these live venues and all these live performances. We've got a whole list of GoFundMe accounts and venues that are looking to help the staff of those venues. It's all on ChicagoJazz.com. visit chicagojazz.com. We're going to continuously update that and bring more and more of those online. So if you have an idea of somebody that we should definitely be setting up on there, make sure you hit us up, leave us a comment, send us an email. We'll get all that stuff up online, because not only are the musicians not working, the staffs at these venues are not working. And in order for them to reopen, it's going to be very difficult for them to reopen if they have to rehire staff and retrain staff. So, all right, we're going to log into Skype. Everyone, this is live. We're going to bring Gwai on here. So let's see if I can do this while we're actually functioning, while I'm doing this. Give me one second here. Talk amongst yourselves. This is an experiment, which is... All right, here we go. Let's see if I can do this. Live Facebook. This is Facebook Live here. All right, let's see if I can bring her on. Hang on one second. It's ringing. I don't think you guys can hear the ringing. Trying her again. Still ringing. Come on, Gwai. I know she's there.
Hello.
Hey, Gwai, are you there? There you are.
Can you see me?
I see you. Hang on one second. Let me see if I can bring you onto the feed. Give me one second here. I think you got to turn your...
Do you prefer...
that's perfect.
Upside or...
Yep, that's perfect. Nope, the other way is perfect.
What is perfect?
That's perfect. Yes.
What is perfect? I don't know.
That angle that you have right there looks great. With the Skype. You got it? Uh-oh, I think I might have lost you. Stand by. Let's see. All right, live. This is... Here we go. Oh, there you are. All right, let's see. See if I bring you up. For some reason, it's not flipping. For some reason, it's not going horizontal. So can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you prefer horizontal or vertical?
I think we got to go vertical, because it's not flipping horizontal for some reason on the system here. There we go. That looks perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
Excellent. How are you?
Why? I'm fine, dear. And you?
I'm very good. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes here. I appreciate it. I know you and I have talked over the, bunch of months on Facebook. We keep connecting and reconnecting on Facebook. And just so you know, because I know we're talking for the first time on Skype, I know you see me this way, but I'm going to look at the camera so everybody at home can see me on my other camera. So it's not that I'm ignoring you. I'm going to look up at this camera so it looks straight onto the thing.
Are you listening to me good?
Yeah. No, you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful. And so I'm glad we finally connected. And when I started the show, you just happened to last week kind of reach out again. You gave me a little nudge, which I'm always appreciative of people doing, because – you know, you get inundated with a lot of different things. But I did check out your music from before, and I checked it out again recently. And by the way, I got to preface it. I love Brazilian music. Just, I love it. I love the grooves. I love the whole vibe of everything. I mean, obviously, Iliana Elias, but I mean, all the way back to, you know, all of the classic Brazilian artists. I mean, it's a pleasure to talk to somebody who's from Brazil. But your music,
thank
actually...
You. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you. I'm very glad we are now talking because I appreciate a lot of your work as an independent artist. You know, it's very important to can count on your support and support of people that loves music.
Well, you know, we've all got to stick together, right, in order for all of this stuff to work.
Okay, I thank you.
So let's talk a little bit, because listening to your music, and I want to touch on your newest, your latest release, and what you have happening now, and then we'll go back, and I want to talk a little bit about your background too, because it's pretty interesting. But you know, your music, it really, it's one of those, you know, with Brazilian music, it can be, you know, the classic Brazilian music that everyone hears, you know, from Jobim and all of the different artists that have performed it. But I feel like you're bringing a little modern twist into the whole thing as well, because of some of the timbres and some of the different layers that I hear in some of it. It's the tr some of it's the traditional Brazilian groove, but then you're adding in these different layers, and of course your vocals and you know, the whole way the whole band works together. It just sounds more contemporary. Is that like the sound that you're kind of trying to get to now? Because it feels like all of the different styles you've been influenced by are in your music, which is kind of bringing the Brazilian feel and everything to the 21st century.
Oh my God. Yes, I tried, we tried because it's a teamwork to rescue the good music that people kind of forget about. You know, in this type of music, it's more sophisticated. So it has no, you know, space on media or anything like that. I suppose you know that. But also we mixed it with Afro influence as percussion and polyrhythm, which bring us to some popular, if I may say, sound. To be modern, it's kind of a surprise in that case. Maybe the way I sing sound more modern. But the next album we are looking for something more world music because we want to rescue this album that yes, we have several reviews and everything, but we try to rescue this album to make some bass in the second one, so we rescue this one, and then the next album is more will be like more world music and not more like samba style, or that we got in this one. By the way, we got the physical also. It's not only digital, okay, for people to see it. There is inserts and everything, and it's available.
That's awesome. Well, first of all, why don't you talk a little bit about I believe he's your friend, but he's also a really well-known producer in Brazil, right? And didn't he help to produce this last recording, or he recorded this last recording you did, right? Talk a little bit about his background, because I read about him. I mean, he produces, and he's produced Grammy Award winners in that genre. So talk a little bit about the person that you collaborated with
Okay.
on that.
His name Neyman Tunis is a bass player. He's sideman of Ivan Lins for a long time, like 20 years or something like that. And he's playing with several greatest and famous artists, and have performed even with Chaka Khan and Alejandro Sanz, and he got his Grammy awarded for a work he done with Ivan Lins DVD. So he's very well known and talented musician and producer. And he got a great album that calls Plumbeo, which I am involved in the producing of it. I was the producer, executive producer of this album. You know, he made the all conception of image and everything like that was on me. And he made what he do best, which is music. So you can seek for Neyman Tunis on all digital platforms as well, and take a look. It's instrumental music.
We'll link everything up below in the description so they can find you and they can connect with you, because I know you have a great social media following on there throughout the entire world. Why
Oh
don't
my, you made your homework.
Hey man, I'm on top of it. So why don't we talk a little why
Okay.
don't we talk a little bit about your background? Because
At something,
go ahead.
something background. Okay.
Why don't we talk a little bit about your background and how you came up and got interested in music? Because I read about it and you're influenced not only by Brazilian artists, but also you were influenced by some of the great legendary jazz artists in, from modern day or from, well, from back in the day in the United States. Talk a little bit about your background because your father was a pianist, I think I read, right?
Yes, he is, and I was born in the circles because my father is a musician and my mother is a singer, and they have a band that will go in all Brazil performing, and it was like a circus because he got a van, a bus that he put the musicians in, and he got all the equipment, you know. For make concerts on the streets or clubs and everything. So I was born in these circles, in the middle of these circles, and I always listen to good music. And I can tell you my first reference is Sarah Vaughan. You know, I love her for life. And there is lots of great singers that I was yesterday listening to. Buica, I love Buica. She's a Spanish singer that lives in Miami now. Dulce Pontes, there is a singer from Portugal, and Marisa, it's Portugal. So great singers that I love to hear from around the world, and that's how we made our work, you know. We steal from everywhere. We got, I like her because of that. I'm going to use that for me, and we do our work like searching for those references. In the United States, I can't forget about Frank Sinatra, and you know, it's a great singer. And I love the instrumental music. You know, I love Miles Davis, I love Quincy Jones, I love you know, Symbiosis, and I listen to all types of music, whether it's Portuguese, you know what, this Jacob guy, the little guy Jacob, I forgot his name now.
I don't know.
Do you know Jacob? Jacob, he's like 20 years
Oh,
old.
the minute you say his
He's
name, I'm going to
a
remember. I forgot his name too. I know who you're talking about, though. Yes.
he's crazy, you know. It's Esperanza Spalding. I love her, and she's a great lover of Brazilian music. So that's it. I get reference every day. If
Talk.
it's good, I will listen to.
See, that was going to be my point because I think that you're somebody that probably just loves music. And if you love the music, it doesn't matter what style it is, as long as it's good
No,
and you like it, right?
not at all. Yes. I
Jacob
listen to
Collier,
rock
thanks,
and
Bill.
roll a lot, classic rock and roll. I love it because I love the attitude of those guys. And I listen to Motown and black music. I listen to all types of music, you know. And we get involved because we need those references for develop a new conception, a new work. You know, my new album, it's there's something a lot about Portugal because I lived there for 2 years, almost 2 years. So we are hit by music everywhere we go. We put it in our work, our living, our experience as human beings,
That's
we
right.
put in our music as well.
So let's talk a little bit
So
about, by the way, Bill, one of my viewers, Bill Chapin, just chimed in. Jacob Collier.
Collier,
That's it.
okay,
Yeah.
thank you.
Thanks, Bill. So here's my question now. You're in Brazil now, right? Because you were living in Lisbon and now you're back in Brazil.
Yes, I came back to Brazil for finishing my second album that we are talking about. So we have some problems because producing an album is not an easy thing. And so we lost a very close friend here, a huge Brazilian musician, which is Arthur Maia. He was in the middle of our new song, new album, and he got a heart attack and he's gone. So all stop it. Then happen now when okay, we're going to release a single. Okay, and then come coronavirus, stop everything again. It's crazy. But I think in a few months everything will be fine, will be better, and get that stronger, with a new
That
work.
was going to be my question, because one of the big things here in Chicago and in the States, everything shut down from an entertainment standpoint. The recording studios, the venues, the theaters, all the
Yes.
clubs, everything's closed down. What's it like in Brazil there? How is the coronavirus treating Brazil? I mean, is everything shut down there, or they still have things open?
In Brazil, we got the Brazilian people. We are very strong people, and but we have a fight with the virus and the worm, which is our president, who is a ridiculous guy in the charge of a continental country. He doesn't know anything or how to deal with something that it's never happened before, but he can deal with none. He's very unprepared to fry an egg, So we have to deal with a virus and with a worm, as you can see. So the governors here in Brazil are taking charge of the states, and we're doing great. We are very concerned about OMS orientations. We are in quarantine, in isolation, everything's closed. School and only the basic assistance are open, such as hospitals and the supermarket, to make grocery and pharmacies, and it's the only thing that are still open here. And people are in their houses because it's a crazy virus and a very powerful
That's right. Well,
lethal.
that's what's happening here too.
It's like almost 2 million people are contaminated, and like over 100,000 of death in only 4 months of this beginning of this thing. It's like wow, what's that? It's a bomb. Because you have other disease as well, but this kind of mortality and spread, it's with no precedent, no precedent, never happened before. It's something brand new.
Well,
So we have to remain at home,
that's
Don't
what
let the virus circulate around. That's what we're doing or trying to do.
that's what's
But we
happening.
live in a poor country. It's a rich country, but with a bad distribution of this money. So lots of people are suffering, and but as I said, we are Brazilian, and we were born fighting,
That's right. That's
and
right. Well, I think my thing is first of all, everything you described is pretty much what's happening here in the United States. The governors took charge, and they're helping to get things, and everybody's quarantined. Nobody's out and about. Everybody's
Yes,
wearing masks and all that stuff. The
I
people
know
in the
all
United
that.
States sound a lot like the people in Brazil, where we took it upon ourselves to stay in the house and hopefully rid the place of this, because there's no known cure or anything. But from an artist standpoint, obviously you're not working, you can't play gigs, you can't play clubs or anything. Are you able to be working on the recording while this is going on? Are you writing new tunes? I mean, how is this affecting your creative thought process?
No, the creative process never stops, but It's the production that stops because we can do anything. We can put ourselves in danger. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do something that is safe next Friday, 17th April, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a live concert on Instagram.
Ah.
I want to invite you all for that. I'm going to perform with my dad, which is a pianist. So I want to invite you all to check out my Instagram to more information about it. It's going to happen next Friday, the 17th April, at 9 p.m. hour of Brazil hour.
So that's 7 p.m.
So
Chicago
want to
time.
Follow me,
right? Isn't that that's like 7 p.m. Chicago time, I think. Isn't that 7 p.m. or so?
I think
so. Yeah, good.
Okay.
Good. Well,
it's Guai Music with a K.
Well, I'm going to make sure I link everything up first off, but then next week I'll talk about your live performance during the show, and we'll make sure we plug it and send people over to check you out so they can see you perform live. I mean, you tell me, but I think, and I know you have a lot of musician friends, it seems like to me, because of this whole virus situation, the coronavirus situation, there's a lot of people doing these live performances that never have before, but are finding out, hey, I can really reach a wide audience of people because it's not just so limited to the clubs. I can really branch out. I think this technology stuff, just like what you're doing, I mean, imagine how many people you're going to be able to reach out to and watch you, not seeing you in a club, but seeing you on Instagram Live. I think your audience is going to grow.
But there is something that there are a lot of people watching because they are available for
That's
watching.
Right.
They are already on isolation. You know, it's not how can I say? It's extraordinary time.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that never happened before. So people are available, but for watching, they don't have much to do sometimes. And most of people, they need to remain at home and see something to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but there it's what's going on, and it's the way we can maybe try to make some support, because we are making lives and asking for tips, digital tips. You know, people put $1, $2, $3, I don't know, on PayPal or something like that.
Yep.
That can be a little bit supportive for our work. It's not going to solve a lot of problems, but can help, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps, and it also keeps the art form moving forward. And that's the main thing. You continue to be creative as an artist like yourself while you're in the middle of this whole situation. I think it's great. So your live performance on Instagram, and we're going to link everything up, is April 17th, next Friday at 9 p.m. in Brazil, 7 p.m. in Chicago. We'll link all that stuff up. Where can everybody go to check out your website and pick up a new recording from you? I'm sure everything's linked up on your website. So Guai, what's your website? And let's plug everything out so everybody can come and find you.
Thank you. I would love to sing for you all everywhere in the world, in Chicago and who else.
So what website should we send them to? What's your website name? Is it guai.com? What's your website name?
.com.br.
Okay, .br.
.com.br, yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, hey, I am glad we connected finally here. We're going to get a review of the new recording on Chicago Jazz Magazine in the near future, but hopefully we'll have you perform. Have you ever played in the States? Have you ever played in the United States, or have you played in Chicago?
No, I was trying to get my visa there, and all this thing happened because I got some. I was looking for some partners there so I can make a little tour, because my album is it sells okay on iTunes in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying. Well, I never went there for a first time there. Maybe there is people around want to. I have musicians there in New York and Los Angeles. A good friend of mine, Todd Hunter, who is a pianist of Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm,
he
sure.
recently came to Brazil, and I produced his album also. I'm going to tell you, it's a great album about Brazilian music, and I was responsible for this image of this now album. He's going to release this single next 22 April, if I may.
Sure.
And he's a guy who always tell me you have to come here and to gig and everything. He's a great pianist.
Well, the good news is now you know everybody in Chicago, and you know me in Chicago. So when you come to the United States, we'll have you perform in Chicago. So we'll have to talk about that at some point.
Yes, I need a manager in Chicago. Do you know anyone?
I don't know any managers, but I know somebody that might be able to get you a gig in Chicago. So when we get close enough, let's touch base.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for being on.
I want to tell you, while you're waiting for my next album, you can review my current album, which is Dama de Paus, who is available in all digital platforms about Brazilian music, and it's recommended by Roberto Menescal and Ivan Lins. So I'm waiting for you people to seek for me.
All right,
and you to review it.
Don't worry. We're going to review it. We're going to review it. I'm glad you were on the show. I'm glad we finally got to talk, and I'm glad we got to get you out into the world here in Chicago as part of Chicago Music Revealed. So stay safe in Brazil, and I really appreciate you being on the show, Guai. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I thank you for the opportunity. I'm so glad. You are very, very, very generous guy. And keep going, because we need you. We independent artists need you. So come on in the boat.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Guai.
Thank you.
All right, that was fun. That was great. Let me switch this thing back over here. Let me get me back there. All right. Well, that was fun. You know, she and I have Facebook back and forth a bunch of different times, and you know, we were going to review her album, and then we got swamped with the Chicago Jazz Festival, and then we got swamped with a couple other festivals, and then we got backed up, and then we were getting ready to review things. We were getting things on the platform for 2020, and then all of a sudden the coronavirus hits, and we kind of rearranged our Chicago Jazz magazine. So I'm glad that we got to talk to her, but also I thought it was kind of an interesting perspective of getting somebody in Brazil talking about the coronavirus and how it's affecting artists, but also sounds a lot like Chicago, New York, LA, the United States here. Same thing's kind of happening in Brazil that's happening in the States, which is kind of interesting. You know, this is obviously a brand new situation for everybody. So very interesting. But I'm happy she was on the show. And thanks for dealing with me and working through my technical difficulties. Programming note, we will be on tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. back to our usual time. And I promise you the technical aspect of the show will be a little bit more dialed in than it was at the beginning of this today. But, you know, we had conference calls all day today, so I appreciate everyone hanging in. I appreciate everyone viewing this. If you like what you're seeing, be sure to share this out. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, call the grandkids. Every day, 11:30 a.m., Chicago Music Reveal with myself, Mike Jeffers, who is Director of Programming at the Epiphany Center for the Arts, and also the founder of Chicago Jazz Magazine, for those of you that didn't know that. Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk with our West Coast contributor. The great Craig Pilo will be on the show, a good friend of mine. He's was the drummer for Frankie Valli for 15 years, played with Edgar Winter, Billy Vera. He played with Billy Vera, played with all these different guys. We're going to get a lot of banter out of Craig, I'm sure, tomorrow morning. It'll be 9:30 L.A. time, but it'll be interesting to get his perspective on what's happening. L.A. shut down, obviously. He's quarantined in his house with his lovely wife and daughter. So we'll get a perspective on that. And he does a lot of recordings, and he does a lot of recordings for film and also for commercials and TV. So it'll be interesting also to see if his business is slowed down, because, you know, he's got a studio in his house, so he's still producing things. So it'll be fun to get another take on that. And it's always fun to talk to Craig Pylo, because we've known each other for a very long time. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of stories to tell. So until tomorrow, I appreciate everyone tuning in. For those of you that have any live Facebook events coming up, anything that we should be aware of, hit me up, leave a comment. I appreciate all the comments. I know today I'm a little late, so some of the people that usually tune in are probably watching the COVID-19 press conference for some reason. But tomorrow will be another show. But if you have any events or anything we need to know about, leave a comment in there. Hopefully I'll see you all tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. with the thought process that hopefully in the very near future, I will see somebody out on the scene in person and actually be able to say hi to them at a club while watching a live performance. But until then, at least we have Facebook Live, Instagram, Twitter, ChicagoJazz.com. All the past shows are up there as well. So feel free to check them out. We've had some great interviews over the past 2 weeks. Another one coming up tomorrow. And a special thank you to Guay in Brazil for her interview today. And until next time, hopefully I will see you somewhere out on the scene soon. But if not, I'll see you tomorrow for the broadcast, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great night.